You know, I think that since we're talking about little boys, it's only fair to mention a little boy. And this little boy is my brother. He's a relative of mine, which makes him a relation.
There are problems that go with that, too.
Well, we won't mention those problems, how's that? But he's as strange as I am. And he gets himself in trouble. I threw my little brother to the sharks last Thursday night. There was splashing, there was chewing. It was an awful fight. My brother chewed up three of them before they had a chance. And then he chased the others in just his underpants. My little brother, he's the toughest little boy you ever met. My little brother, he wins every fight he's in, you bet. There was the pretty lion cage my brother he stepped in. I slammed the door and locked it. I knew that he would win. The fur and spit and blood flew. The cage it soon was red. And when the growls and screams were gone, the lions were all dead. My little brother, he's the toughest little boy you ever met. My little brother, he wins every fight he's in, you bet. It was late at night and very dark, and I was sound asleep. We were camped out in the forest where the animals all creep. Before I knew what happened, a wolf pack was all around. And when my brother walked away, dead wolves were all I found. My little brother, he's the toughest little boy you ever met. My little brother, he wins every fight he's in, you bet. The little girl down the street with honey on her breath scared my little brother, and she scared him half to death. So listen to the moral of this horrible little tale. It's the female of the critters that's the worst one, not the male. My little brother, he's the toughest little boy you ever met. My little brother, that's one fight he didn't win, you bet.